America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, another edition here of Krantz's Corner with our buddy Sean Merriman, former All-Pro, you already know that, in the NFL, and now founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and they got a big one coming up. Lights Out 11 is coming up in Long Beach on October 7th. How's everything going with their ticket sales and stuff? I know they got to be a part of it quick because you guys are selling out quicker than ever now.
Yeah, that's always a good sign, man. It's look, what you hope to do when you have a MMA organization like this is you start to see the ticket increase, the viewership increase. We're on Fubo Sports, and we just cracked open the top five, top 10 now, something like that. So that's always cool. Got a big fight, as you said, October 7th in Long Beach, California, but everybody can check it out, lightsoutxf.com. And then, obviously, if you can't make it, we'll be live on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports, but this card is our biggest one. We got Alvin Morales, who fought in the UFC for a bit of time, and he's fighting Musa Tolliver. And I sparred and trained with both of these guys over the years, so I know them well. I know the camps well. I know there's bad blood between the two, which is why I stepped in on this particular fight alone. But we got Tommy Aaron, which is Tony Ferguson's guy. Tony Ferguson will be at the fight as well, I think. So it's just look, it's a It's fun, it's chaotic, but also, too, man, when you start to see the tickets sell out and the viewership increase, the fans are kind of telling us they like what they're seeing.
No, you're putting out a good product. People are going to watch. That's the difference. You said it from the beginning. For the first time I spoke to you, I'm going to put on the best product I can. I'm going to give guys chances. You've done it. You're on a Lights Out 11 now. We're selling the arenas out. We're going to get you the high ratings on Fubo. Like, that's the goal, and I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of it with you because I love to see, since the first time we spoke till now, how excited you get when we talk about it, because you were jacked up the first time I had you on and talking about it, and now it's so much more for you, and I love to see that with you. Totally. It's a whole thing, and I just told you right before we pushed the record button, I go, love seeing you everywhere because you're everywhere now, and that's good stuff. But I always like that you make some time for Krantz's Corner. That always makes me happy as well.
Man,
talk a little ball with you.
Of course, man. No, I appreciate that. And I think, for us, we want to keep giving these guys an opportunity, right? Like, we obviously know who the big dogs is in the sport, which is UFC. And so if we can provide an opportunity for these guys to be seen, because our viewership is so high on Fubo, now people are calling, the fighters are calling us all over the country to come fight for Lights Out Extreme Fighting. And that says a lot. You know, that's me coming in kind of late in the game and with the organization. And I've been around this sport for 17 years. And now everybody's hearing about us, and that is that's pretty cool.
Told you, next time you come down, if you're going to ever come down to South Florida somehow, I'm going to dust off my suit. I'm going to sit there near you. I'm going to be very happy about coming and hanging out with you for a little while. Let's talk some football. Yep. Last time we spoke was right before the Chargers-Dolphins game. We're hyping that up big time. Since then, a lot has happened with this Miami Dolphins team. It's tough not to start a conversation. Of course, I'm going to always with the Dolphins, but if this was a national NFL podcast, we'd have to do the same thing. 70-20, an ass whooping like I have never seen before in my life on a Sean Payton led team. Well, I'll say that in the NFL, not maybe in high school or college. We've seen that before, but Sean, you've been around the game a long time, 70-20. How do you get back into the locker room after that? You just take a deep breath and just say, we got to get on to the next one. Like, how long does that linger in someone's head?
You know, I say this before. It's extremely hard to let someone put up 70 points, hang 70 points.
Right.
Like, it's hard to do. And we're talking about pros here. So when you look at the landscape of what's going on out there in Denver, and I don't want to take anything away from the Dolphins because they are explosive as hell. And I said this before the season, and the Dolphins fans ate me alive, right, about making a comparison of Herbert and Tua. I said, Herbert can go. He can play his ass off when healthy. That was always the ticker with Tua. It's not that he couldn't play or not. It's how long is he going to be on the field?
Right.
Because we know when he's healthy, he can light it up, and he's doing that. But I think that what they're doing now is they're kind of they got this momentum going that's scary to play against because they got guys that aren't technically bona fide superstars and are putting up numbers as well. Outside of Tyreek Hill's going to get his numbers.
Right.
You're going to expect some big plays out of him, and I'm not talking about just a deep ball. He's going to take a slant for 30 or 40 yards. He's going to take a wide receiver screen for long plays. It's just one of these things where you know that they're going to put up some points.
Right.
70. Like, you know, I made a joke to my boy, you know, right after the game. I said, listen, if someone is in the process of putting up 70 points, I'm starting to fight.
Right.
The game. Because we can't finish. That game cannot finish. If I feel like somebody's going, they're going to have to, you know, end that game early because it's embarrassing to be a professional to have that happen to you. And I think there's some underlying problems going on in Denver that people are not really discussing over there, maybe overlooking. Maybe it's Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. Maybe it's the team, it's Sean Payton. So there's some underlying things going on that people are really just not discussing.
Yeah, so, I mean, something has to happen there. I equated it to the first time you played your younger brother in Madden and he thought he was good, and then you drop 70 on him just to show him that you're still the older brother and you're still the best player at Madden at that point. Because 70-20, it's like it's almost like a high school basketball game at this point. That's a final score. I wouldn't think it'd be an NFL kind of final score. But let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. I want you to put on your head coaching hat for 1 second. 72 is the most points available ever in NFL history. You got a chance to kick a field goal. Are you doing what Mike McDaniel did and kind of just letting the downs go by, or are you kicking the field goal? What is Sean Merriman doing?
I'm kicking the field goal.
Okay.
Right. I mean, look, at this point, people want to – and I hear and I see some of the things written about them running up the score and it's unprofessional and all. I said, you're dealing with pros.
Right.
And so I don't care what the coach called, what plays. As a player, as a defender, you're sitting back saying, I don't give a hell who's on the other side of that football. You're not scoring 70 points.
Right.
You know, a blowout in the NFL is 21 points. What? That's a blowout. Somebody drops 70 on you. That's disgusting. I mean, and that's one of those things where you got to go back and watch that film, and there has to be an instant benching of certain guys. Instant. Guys who are giving up on plays, guys who are just making mistakes back-to-back and not correcting what they did wrong. There's an instant accountability factor that needs to happen in that locker room right after the game.
Right. 70 points, a lot of points, Sean. I mean, it's even weird saying it a couple days later. And then thinking about, like what you said, Tyreek Hill is going to always get his. Tyreek didn't have 5 touchdowns. You know, like it wasn't Tyreek. It was A-Chain and it was Raheem Mostert that I think had 8 combined touchdowns or 7 combined touchdowns. That right. is absolutely – and he was running through holes that, Sean, look, you can't see the full body here, but I'm a good 300-pounder. I probably would have had 15 yards rushing in that game running through that hole and probably would have gotten the end zone maybe once if we were close enough. It was unbelievable watching that game and saying, oh, man, here they go again. Wow, 50-yard run. They had their 5th running back in the game at the end, and he ran for 68 yards. Like the 5th running back on this roster. That's ridiculous.
But see, that goes to – now, it's not even about them just giving up. I mean, you literally have to try to let somebody score 70 points. And you gotta have almost no resistance at that point. So I think that for me, there's a lot of soul searching need to go on at Denver locker room. Sean Payton needs to look in the mirror, like the players, Russell Wilson, everybody needs to look in the mirror and figure out, do they want to play football or not? Do they? How do they want the rest? Because it's still early during the season. How they want the rest of their season to go? And it has to be a lot of soul searching done immediately.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Right. And the Dolphins now have a big matchup, 3-0 against the Buffalo Bills coming up this weekend. Probably the best game of the weekend, if that's, you know, two really good teams. Buffalo's had their number forever, just beat them in the playoffs. You know, after you lose a playoff game, you got that, you got your circle on the calendar when you're going to see them again. And right now, no team hotter than the Dolphins, although there are three 3-0 teams, but no team hotter offensively going up there to Buffalo. What do you see this weekend in Buffalo with the Dolphins and the Bills?
The Dolphins, not outside of this 70-point game, the Dolphins right now are the most explosive offense in NFL. Even when they scored 36 points in the Chargers, and we're looking at that like, oh my God, like we're just everybody's freaking out. 70 points is a whole different ball game, and so you know, obviously this is the best game of the weekend, probably. You know, as far as the prestige of the two teams playing divisional game. And then we're going to see kind of is the tide being turned a little bit in that division, right? Is there a shift that's happening right in front of our face on who's the powerhouse in that division? I think we're going to find out here shortly.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game this weekend, and I'm sure it's going to be something that the Dolphins have been waiting for a couple months now. And talk about the term life comes at you fast. We'll stay in the AFC East for a second. Just a couple weeks ago, right before the season started, me and you talked about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and what's going to end up happening there. And are they a Super Bowl contender or not? I just saw, either last night or this morning, a Twitter conversation where a fan asked one of the New York Daily News writers, should we, if we get a top two or three pick, get another quarterback to back up Aaron Rodgers? And God, life comes at you fast. Huh? A couple weeks ago, we're talking about, can the Jets win the AFC East or at least get there close so they can get into the playoffs?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about, oh yeah, well, we're going to have a top three, top five pick. Should we draft another quarterback? Sean, that's crazy.
Well, I think the crazier thing is we're starting to see some things come out of the locker room about how the defensive players are pissed off at the head coach backing Zach Wilson a little bit too much. And so they have to make a decision now. Because once this time you move on from Zach Wilson, that's it.
Right.
Like that's his final shot. You can't go back at that point. You benched him now. You brought in Aaron Rodgers. He was hurt. He's benched again. It becomes a failed experiment at that point if they don't act on it. And the worst part about everything that happened with Aaron Rodgers is they actually have a pretty good team outside of, you know, they got some problems on the offensive line. I think they, you know, got some holes there. But when you bring in a quarterback that is productive, they can overcome a little bit of a bad offensive line, right? And Aaron Rodgers is that type of guy. Now you don't have that. You know, you bring it out. What was the Will Greer, right? Was it Greer?
Will Greer, right?
Will Greer. So they brought it. They were bringing in or brought in Will Greer. And
Trevor Siemian was another one.
And Trevor Siemian.
So right.
You got guys who can play. You just need somebody to go out there and don't put the defense in a bad position. no turnovers, because that's how good that team is. That defense they have is ridiculous. That what they got up front, that secondary, that what they have on defense is ridiculous. You get a quarterback that's able to go out there and produce somewhat, not turn the ball over, protect the football, run the ball, block, play great defense, they're still in position to win some games. So, you know, you can still get a quarterback anywhere in the first round. You don't have to tank. Right. You know, this is not like the Cardinals, right? The I know the Cardinals just beat the Cowboys, but the Cardinals are a bad team. You can see them tanking. And I hate using the word tanking because nobody's just going to go out there and lay an egg for no reason. But you can see them needing a quarterback more so than the Jets. The Jets will be fine if they get a quarterback anywhere in the first round.
Right. Just to sit behind Aaron at that point, Aaron plays another year or two, and you're good to go at that point. All right, what's a crazier situation through the first 3 weeks of the NFL for you? And it's going to come back to you for a little bit also. The Chargers, Jacksonville, and the Bengals all sitting at 1-2 right now. And it's not like they've got hundreds of guys hurt. They're just not playing great ball, I would say, the all three. Bengals, Burrow's a little beat up. Jacksonville, I thought that they would come out like hot fire. Like it would be crazy. And the Chargers, like we talked about, when you look at the roster, 1 through 53, they're up there with every other team when healthy. From 1 to 53, they have one of the best rosters in the league. All three at 1-2. What's more worrisome for you about those teams?
I would say Cincinnati is. For one, because of that injury to Joe Burrow in his calf, and I've had that calf before, and it is a mother. It's so annoying because the only way that you can test that calf out is if you go out there and play. So walking around, jogging, and doing light stuff, you're fine. You feel great. You can play. If he re-aggravated that calf after the last game, if he re-aggravated it, it's going to linger for another month. And it's one of those things where I almost wish that, especially when you're dealing with a franchise quarterback or a key guy on your team, that the trainers, the coaches say, look, we need you for 17 weeks, right? We need you for five more years. And so let's not put him back on the field too early. Like I when he had that calf injury in training camp, the first thing I was thinking of when he was talking about playing week one, I was like, dude, take another week or two.
Right.
You got that calf injury. It feels good walking around. But you get out there and you tweak that thing again. It's a month, 4 to 6 week deal that can linger on. And so I was a little bit surprised that they let him play.
Right. Yeah, it was surprising if he wasn't even close. I mean, I know he's not at 100%. And at a certain point of the season, nobody's at 100%. But through 2 weeks or 3 weeks, if you're not at that 85, 86, whatever percent range, you shouldn't be playing. You should wait until you're closer to that 100 because it's so early in the season. Like you said, they're not worried about the first three games of the season. They're worried about Joe Burrow week 15, 16, 17, and 18 when they're trying to make a playoff run and a Super Bowl run. And if he's not good by then, you got huge problems. All right, one more surprising question for you. The Vikings at 0-3 or the Packers at 2-1 in that division?
The Packers, man. I made a huge mistake in Jordan Love. I was talking crazy about him before the season started.
We all did.
But this is my philosophy, and I, you know, publicly apologize on social media. But this is my philosophy in that, you know, when you bring in a guy to replace somebody like Aaron Rodgers, and you bring him in the first round, it's not like they draft in the third or fourth round of quarterback. You can sit him on the bench. You got safety if you need a backup, no problem. They draft him in the first round, so I'm like, obviously, they wanted and expected Aaron Rodgers to be out of there at some point. When you're not getting on the field within those first 3 or 4 years, I automatically assume the team see something that we don't. Because if they saw something of that caliber, they would have sent Aaron Rodgers packing a long time ago. And so I'm surprised. I thought that division was weaker. My opinion, I thought that was the Lions.
Right.
You know, I thought that was their division. I still kind of believe it is in a way. But Jordan Love has just been surprising, man. He's been throwing darts left and right.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, too. It's fun to watch that Packers team because it's just a new breed of guys. It's all these young wide receivers. It's Jordan Love. It is fun. Still Aaron Jones back there when healthy makes that team great. Okay, one more thing. October 7th, lights at 11. Tell the people one more time how to get tickets, how to watch, and we're going to let you run.
Yep, Lights Out Extreme Fight. We're back October 7th, next Saturday in Long Beach, California. You can look us up at lightsoutxf.com. We'll be live on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports. Tell you right now, if you guys don't have Fubo, get it. This is our biggest one yet.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for it and excited for you as well. Sean, always great to have you here in Crantz's Corner. Love talking ball with you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You got it, my man. Thanks for having me.
All right, special edition of Crantz's Corner with the man himself, Sean Merriman.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.